Welcome to the Speak and Get What You Want podcast, where you learn to communicate like the world's most successful leaders. Welcome to the Speak and Get What You Want podcast. Great to be with you today. Excited to talk about this critically important subject that we're going to cover here in the next few moments, specifically the top five things keeping you from enjoying the success. You know, it's interesting, whenever I go and speak to a group of people, I'll often ask them, how many of you believe that you're living below your potential? And without fail, every single person will raise their hand. Well, these last few weeks, I've been traveling quite extensively and have been speaking to several groups of people. And these individuals were actually attending different mastermind groups. Now, mastermind groups are groups of like-minded people that really want to become exceptional in their particular area of work. And they invited me to these different events to come and speak. And as I got up and spoke to the group, and then I had some opportunity to listen to some of the attendees give their presentations, it reminded me of these five specific things that we're going to talk about that are really keeping you from achieving the success that you want to achieve. And by the way, at these different events, these different mastermind groups, I asked that same question I just referenced a moment ago with how many of you believe you're living below your potential? And without fail, even in those groups, and they would all raise their hand and say, yes, I know I'm living below my potential. I'm living below what I could accomplish. I'm not having as much success as I know I deserve and most certainly should be able to accomplish. And so as I was attending these events, as I was speaking at these events, I was reminded of five specific things that really came up over and over again that are preventing people from achieving the level of success that they most certainly desire. So let me jump into those real quickly. And number one, and this one came up perhaps more than any of the other five, but number one was the lack of clarity. Now, you've heard in the several episodes that we've done previously where this has also come up, there's just a lack of clarity that people are living with. You know, I think for people will come to me and they'll ask me, they'll hire me, say, Chad, I need you to help me become a better presenter. I need you to help me be more effective in my delivery. I need you to help me with my messaging. And then when I ask them follow-up questions to get more clarity around what their message is or what they're really hoping to deliver, they're unclear. And so no wonder they're struggling communicating their message because they're not even clear on their direction. They're not even clear on what they really, really want to accomplish. In fact, in one of these masterminds, an individual got up and he shared one of the challenges he was facing was really getting clear on his messaging. Then he later in his presentations referenced that he just fired his head of marketing and he was looking to hire a new head of marketing. And I wasn't there as a participant. I was there as a speaker, but I had to raise my hand and share a little bit of concern that he was looking to hire another head of marketing to market a message that he wasn't even clear on what the message was. And many of us wake up every single day without real clarity on what we want to accomplish. And then we go, oh man, maybe I could hire Chad Kirby to help me deliver my message. And you go, wait a second. If you're not clear in your message, then it doesn't matter how gifted you are in delivering it because you'll be delivering a message that doesn't make any sense to people because you're not or you are lacking that clarity. So the number one thing stopping people from really obtaining the success that they want to achieve is that lack of clarity. Number two. And this one is so critically important. The fear of asking. You know, why do we have that fear? And I know many of you have heard TK say, what would you do today if you operated with no fear? What would you do? How would you show up? What would you ask for? What would you do? What would your behavior be? What things would you seek to accomplish if you had no fear? And that number two thing is that fear of asking. In the book, Speak and Get What You Want, we reference a story of my son Max when he was a young kid, and he turned to me and he said, "Dad, I can I have some chocolate milk?" He was probably 8 years old at the time. And I said, "Well, Max, we're all out of milk, but I'm going to go to the store. I'll get you some milk a little bit later, and I'll be able to get you chocolate milk." And he's like, "So you'll make me chocolate milk when you have milk?" And he said, "Yeah." I said, "Yeah, absolutely." Well, Max disappeared. He shows up a few minutes later, and he's got a half a gallon of chocolate, or a half a gallon of milk. I'm like, "Max." And he goes, "Hey, can you make me chocolate milk?" I said, "Well, where'd you get that?" And he goes, "Neighbors are going on vacation. Ask them if they had any milk. You don't want that milk to expire, do you? So give it to me. My dad's going to make me chocolate milk." And he got his chocolate milk. Now, I bring that up because I was reminded of that story and Max's lack of fear. He didn't fear asking. Well, Max and I were just traveling a few weeks ago. It was just Max and I. He's now 18 years old. And we were sitting on the plane. The plane's getting ready to take off. Just a few minutes and they'll be shutting the doors. And Max turns to the flight attendant and says, "Hey, I'd like to go check out the cockpit. Is that all right if I just go up there and just talk to the pilots for a moment?" And the lady's like, "Actually, you're not allowed in the cockpit." And he goes, "Well, I just want to go check it out, see what's going on up there." And the lady's like, "No, I'm sorry. You're not allowed to go into the cockpit." And he goes, "Oh, okay. All right, thanks." And I turned to him and I was like, "Max, and I realized Max doesn't have a fear of asking." And by the way, when the lady said no to Max, he didn't think, "Oh my goodness, I'm such a failure. Oh my goodness." In fact, he probably thought, maybe if I could ask somebody else, right? And so that number two there, that fear of rejection really, really hinders your ability to be successful. By the way, Max, he wasn't worried about what the flight attendant thought about him. Max wasn't worried or concerned that, "Oh my goodness, this person's going to make me feel dumb." You know, I was, Alex Hormozi, a great business leader, said just the other day that, if you are worried about being embarrassed, just get over it. Don't be embarrassed. Max wasn't embarrassed. Remove that fear of rejection. Call that individual that you're worried about calling. Do whatever you need to do, and don't let that fear of rejection stop you from really being successful. Number three, and this one, once you get the clarity, number one, the clarity, number two, you remove that fear of rejection. Then number three, the thing that prevents people from really being successful, weak framing and poor communication. That weak framing. And it really makes sure, and in a previous episode, not long ago, we had Jeremiah Sarquette talk about whenever he goes on a sales call, he learns a little bit about the company or the person that he's going to talk to. Why does he do that? Well, because he's committed to making every conversation about the other individual. And if he can learn a little bit about that other individual, then he can more easily make it all about them. And that person can easily see how they win. So as you think about, okay, I've got clarity in what I want to do, I'm going to remove fear. That third one, make sure your communication is clear. And we talk about that a lot in the book, Speak and Get What You Want, but make sure that it's clear that people can easily see how they win by communicating with you. Now, number four, the fourth thing that really presents or prevents people from being successful, and that is that inconsistent energy and belief in yourself. Now, when I say energy and belief, why am I putting energy and belief together? Because if you truly believe in yourself, then the energy will follow. I think about Max on that airplane, truly believing in himself. I think about Max getting that chocolate milk, completely believing in himself, and the energy matched. Now, by the way, going back to that energy experience with Max and the chocolate milk, he went up to the neighbor. Now, obviously, for some reason, Max must have heard as a kid or when he was younger that, oh, when you go on vacation, don't leave any milk, it'll spoil, or something along those lines. So Max thought to himself, okay, so I'll just go ahead and, I'll help them, make it all about them, and I'll help them to make sure their milk doesn't spoil by giving it to me. He did not make it awkward at all. So that inconsistent energy or belief in yourself can create an awkwardness that really can prevent you from achieving that high level of success. And I share that because one of the things that happened as I had, some opportunity before I flew out to my next destination and sit down and listen to some of the people at the mastermind presenting, I could clearly see those who truly believed in their business and those who were just like, I don't know. I really don't know what I'm doing. I hope it all turns out. Maybe, perhaps. And those words that you share, like maybe, possibly, I don't know, it creates doubt within yourself and is reflected in your energy. And I could literally tell who was going to be successful with the implementation and feedback that they received based on the energy that they approached their presentation and left their presentation with. That energy is completely connected to the belief in yourself. You have to believe in yourself. Now, there are specific things that you can do that I can share with you to make sure that you're addressing it so that you can have that belief. And it's proven if you do certain things, you can increase that belief, which in turn will increase your energy. Okay. Now, here's the fifth and last one that I really want you to hear. And again, I shared the number one being the most important. Well, number five is as important as number one. They all really connect together. And that number five is your internal self-limiting beliefs. Your self-limiting beliefs really cause yourself or prevent yourself from achieving that level of success. Now, I know it connects very well with number four, where your energy, that belief that inspires your energy. But I want you to really think about that number five, your self-limiting beliefs. There is nothing that you can't truly accomplish. So what do you need to do to do that? Well, for me, as I sit back and think of myself, I'm like, I need to spend more time around Max, right? I need to spend more time around Max and start behaving more like Max. But I'll take that a step further too. I want you to be thinking about the friends that you associate with. Do they have limiting beliefs? Do those limiting beliefs prevent them from succeeding? So then they want to pass them on to you. Because when you are driven, and you want to succeed, and let's say you've done all four of those previous things that I outlined here. If you start associating with people that have that self-limiting belief, it is contagious. It is absolutely contagious. So number five is we have to rid yourself of those self-limiting beliefs. Now, let me give you another example from the mastermind. There was an individual who got up and who shared what his vision was and what he wanted to accomplish. And there were people there who were negative towards it, who said, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if you'll be successful. I don't know if you'll be that. And he's like, no, I'm serious. This is going to work. Now, I'm not saying that that we don't listen to feedback from people who want to help direct us in a more positive way. But these individuals in this particular circumstance were almost limiting what he could accomplish. They were saying like, maybe not strive that big, maybe not set out that large goals. But the reality is he dismissed them and he's like, no, I can think this big and I'm even going to think bigger. And in fact, he and I had a follow-up conversation a week later and he's like, he was more driven, more focused and didn't have those self-limiting beliefs. So make sure you're associating with people that will help you, think bigger. Now, when I started this podcast and asked that question, how many of you believe that you're living below your potential? And I shared that I asked that at events and every single hand goes up. It's because you are acknowledging, or you are rather falling into one of those five areas that are preventing you from achieving your level of success. Maybe it is the lack of clarity. Maybe it is the fear that's preventing you. Maybe it is that, you know, you're not communicating the message correctly. Maybe it's your energy, or maybe it is that self-limiting belief. Regardless of which of those five it is, I'm telling you, I've sat front row and watched people overcome those and achieve a level of success they never even could possibly dream of before. Those five things that I just outlined are proven to prevent you from achieving your level of success. So what we all should be doing is thinking to ourselves, which of those five is really preventing me? And you can always, always, always email the team at info@speakandgetwhatyouwant, but it's just the initials, info@sagwyw.com, info@sagwyw, and learn more how to overcome maybe one of those five things that are preventing you. Be committed to yourself and don't be complacent. Don't allow yourself to not live to your potential, because I promise you, the person that's preventing you from overcoming one of these five things, or maybe all five of them, and achieving the level of success you deserve is you. But the great thing about that is you're also the person that can help you and allow you to overcome that and go be tremendously successful. So apply these principles, overcome these five things, and watch yourself have tremendous levels of success. Now, go have a tremendous day, everyone. Bye now.